Hey guys, Bill here. Today we have a very special episode. It's the PS5 special with Caesar from the Rediscover Geek podcast. We're going to go right into some ads so you can listen to the episode unstopped after that. So here we go. All right, here we are with the JRPG Book Club's episode side quest of the PS5 special. Today we have me, Bill, we have our usual Jack, our wonderful guest joining us again, Caesar.
Heyo!
So, all three of us got PS5s. We were very, very fortunate about this.
Very fortunate. We were up pretty late, weren't we, Bill?
It was like nuts.
Watching the sights.
Dude, I was like, I felt like I was the guy in the tower looking over, be like, this guy's coming that way. Because, like, I was so on. I got so many, I helped so many people get their PS5s. It's not even funny.
You called me. You woke me up so I can get my PS5.
I'm like, dude, get it now. Because earlier the day that they dropped, we like, there's a second, like, there's that rumor of, like, somebody was able to pre-order at GameStop on, like, Reddit or something. Man. And I called Jack. I'm like, Jack, we got to go over to GameStop right now. Yeah, and we ran over.
10 minutes after it opened, and they were all gone.
Yeah, all of them were gone. The entire ones at our store. So.
I completely lucked out because luckily for me, I have friends that work at GameStop, and I was in communication with them during the actual presentation. So we're watching this, and I'm just being updated, and they got nothing going on. But as soon as it ended, apparently they jumped into a meeting. There was like an emergency conference call.
Within I heard about that. Course. Yeah,
I was like, "Whoa, okay." And she told me, "Like, oh shit, we just got an email about a conference call." I was like, "Keep me posted." And I waited for about 20 minutes, and I got a random text message from her saying, "Go to the nearest GameStop right now." I was like, what the fuck is happening? It's like, I think they're going to go live soon. Like, we don't have a time frame. We got nothing. Just go to a GameStop right now. I was like, fuck, I can't do that right now. I was like, there's no way I'm going to go do that. So, I didn't do that at all. But I was lucky enough to where she was willing to do me a favor. And she reserved it for me. As soon as they went live,
oh wow,
she reserved it for me. She just asked me, which one do you want, the digital or the disc? I said, disc. I was like, okay, you're good. Just pay me the reservation fee that I booked. And I was like, out of curiosity, let me reach out to my other friend. Hey, by chance, can you reserve me a PS4? Yeah, I got you. Which one do you want? I was like, digital. All right, done. I was like, whoa.
Was that Chris?
That one was for Chris, yes.
Yeah.
So, it worked out, dude. But man, it was chaotic. Everything just happened so fast.
I was up all night that night, helping, like, getting mine, that. Getting everybody else's. Like, I was literally up like all night that night. I think all in all, I was able to get somewhere around 15 to 20 people their PS5s.
Man.
Talk about the savior right here, dude.
I was able to pre-order through myself off a couple sites for my friends, for like my immediate friends. And I'm like, I know you will pay me. You live half a block away. Yeah. I will beat down your door kind of stuff. And then just helping everybody else work through the process. Cause it's like, you have to be on early. You have to do all this stuff. It was chaos for a couple days. It's still a mess right now, but they're slowly trickling in off other sites. Mm-hmm. And I think more of the scalper side of it has died down, because they have their horde.
Yeah, there was a guy who had a horde of digital and disc versions, put it up online,
I saw that.
Got doxxed, and then some guy who lived a few blocks away from him was gonna rob him and showed pictures of the gun and the mask he was gonna wear.
Jesus.
And then the guy got robbed.
Don't be shit.
Yeah.
Hey, it's karma, man. It's karma 100%. If any of you listening haven't had the pleasure of actually getting to know Bill, this is who he is. He's genuinely a fucking saint. And yeah,
I don't know about what he does,
okay? This is what he does. There's a bunch of people out there that now have a PlayStation 5 that might not have gotten a PlayStation 5 thanks to Bill. So hats off to Bill for doing the right thing and not, you know, going the eBay route.
Yeah, no kidding. Bill's done so much for me over my life. Just like, hey, I'm at this location and I have an opportunity to do this thing for you. Do you want me to do it? I'm like, yeah. All the time.
I try, man. Like, that's the thing is you got to watch out for your own, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's the goal. Like, I would rather, instead of making a buck, I would rather have my friend get it so they get the same enjoyment I do. Like, that goes a long way. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, like, there's a time, like, we were talking about this, was it yesterday, Jack, when I was in New York, and I'm like, hey, I'm at the Nintendo store. What of these figures do you want? And there's, like,
took pictures of them all.
I think I stuffed my bag with, like, 20 of them for you. Just stuff that.
But see, that was chaotic. Like what the retail stores did, that was just chaotic because that wasn't anything that was worked out with PlayStation whatsoever. That was just retail jumping the gun, you know, trying to get as many reservations as possible. Probably to get more, trying to get a more allocation for their stores, I'm sure. But yeah, PlayStation was not a part of that disaster. And my understanding is that later that night and throughout the week, PlayStation did their parts. We all got emails. Anyone that's been on PlayStation Plus, you might have gotten an email from PlayStation about a month before stating that you might be able to win a raffle to potentially buy a PlayStation 5.
Me and Jack were on the second wave of that, I believe.
Yeah.
Because there was the first wave that we were like, oh, well, we didn't get it through PlayStation. So we got it through other places. And then we got our emails for that.
And I got my email too, and I probably should have jumped on it, but I was more of the guy like, you know what? I already got one. I don't need this. I'm going to leave it open for somebody else because anyone that I asked, they were already taken care of. So I was like, not going to reply to this. I could have been that asshole and said, yep, I want it, and then put it up. But no, I wasn't going to do that. But no, PlayStation did it right. I know PlayStation got a lot of backlash for what happened that day, but PlayStation they had nothing to do with it.
Because it started with, I think it was Walmart. Right, it was the first ones to go live outside of the early, because it was Walmart went live, sold out like immediately, like in a second kind of thing. Then GameStop started doing that wave, and then everybody else followed suit that day because we were told they weren't supposed to be sold until, because there's that the press release thing, and then it was supposed to be, I think it was the next day when it was supposed to be like going live everywhere, but instead we had it that day after that conference. And then it was just jump after jump after jump after jump. And that was that chaos night where everyone was like freaking out. And that was just a mess. Like that was that I was up all night. The next day I was still like watching it like a hawk tit because I had a couple other people I was like watching out for. I think in the end I was able to get almost everybody there that wanted them or in like hard looking. But that's not the way to do it.
This is why I say hats off to you, because the moment I found out I had mine, I tuned away. I was done. It's like, job here is done. Chris, I happened to get you one, so you lucked out. But I am checking out of social media where Bill was just eyeing it like a hawk. I mean, that's insane.
I have a bunch of people who I wanted it. And so I was like, cool, I'll do what I can.
Yeah. Even then, I had anxiety for like a week or two because I wasn't sure if my orders went through because I never got confirmation.
Well, yeah, there was a hanging cloud of, hey, my order's gonna get canceled.
Yeah,
like places I was seeing so many people getting emails being like, hey, your order was canceled.
Yeah,
and it's like, what the heck?
I was so worried. And so I don't have Twitter, but I downloaded Twitter just to follow the guys who were watching PlayStation,
like Wario 64. He is the hero of the launch this year.
But the thing is that like he doesn't just do PS5 stuff. He does game deals.
He does game deals. And he does everything.
I had him, I followed him and I was just getting notifications like every 10 minutes. And I had to look at it to see if it was a PS5 report that he was going to put up. But it never was until I finally got my PS5. And then then I tuned him out.
you had a scare where, because you got it originally from GameStop, right?
Yeah.
And the GameStop was a bundle, the $800-$900 bundle.
Yeah.
Which was the first thing that I was able to get in on. Because remember, I called you, so you got yours.
Mm-hmm.
But we were both just like, I don't want the bundle. I want my normal controller. I don't need two.
I have that.
Yeah. I'll wait for it to be Black Friday deals or whatever because they always do significant discounts for it. So it's like, it's not worth spending the full price on it. So right. then, and then you have, it was like Miles, which I'm like, okay, I want that. But then it was like Destruction Derby. They got canceled anyway. And it's like, cool, I don't need another controller. I don't need that other game. I don't need all that other stuff. Like, I don't need this, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That's another gripe. That's another gripe of mine is that retailers are quick to jump on that just to add more attachment rates to their sales.
Yep.
And that's very unfair to the public. That's very unfair to us, to anyone that really wants one, because the only way to buy it is you have to get it with this. And that's
been like a grand.
Yeah, that's not.
It was disgusting. Yeah. But then they canceled it.
Yeah.
They canceled the order because of the Destruction Derby got delayed.
Oh yeah, we both had a scare about that because we both had it's like your order's been canceled, and it was later we found out it was just the Destruction Derby thing. Like, but it was very unclear that first email.
Yeah, they did not tell us.
What the heck?
It was taken out of the bundle.
I was about to have some angry calling.
And then I did end up doing the PlayStation
Direct,
and I got one from my friend because I got that email. But even that was kind of scary because I was like on an adrenaline high trying to get through it. And I was worried that I didn't finish the purchase. And
yeah, so that's what you said. You're like, I don't think I finished the purchase. Like, I don't see this email that I needed to get.
Got a confirmation email until like 2 weeks until they were shipping it. And I was like,
freaking nuts.
I was so upset. I was so mad at myself.
Man, look at us talking about our fucking first world problems over here, gentlemen.
Heavily. Regardless, like, even if it's a first world problem, it's still a problem. Like,
oh, absolutely. Don't get me wrong. I mean, the anxiety was through the roof.
Yeah.
But now we have it.
And now we have it.
We turned it on, and it's beautiful. It's a massive, giant piece of machinery. It is so big. I'm just looking at it right now. It's so big.
It's a big boy. It's chonky.
That was my concern. It's like, man, am I going to be able to get into my entertainment center? Because if I can't, there's nowhere else I can put this. I'm not going to stand it up anywhere else. I was very concerned. But no, I looked out. There was a nice little slot waiting for it. And I got about 2 to 3 inch clearance on each side. So it gets lots of ventilation. It looks pretty. So it worked out. So I wouldn't be able to say the same thing for the Xbox, which I didn't get, by the way. I'm going to be holding off. But I know for a fact that Xbox will not fit anywhere in my entertainment center. So I'm glad PlayStation 5 did.
Yeah, mine is literally behind my TV. That's the only place it can fit. So
I ended up lucking out with my TV spot because like I was able to put it in the exact same spot my PS4 was. So, yeah.
Same here. Well, technically not because I had the Switch in the center of the entertainment center. Mm. And then when I removed my PlayStation, I moved the Switch to where that is, and the PlayStation is now sitting center. So,
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's talk about the chonky boy itself. I think all three of us got disc systems, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
For obvious reasons, I'm sure we all have PlayStation 4 discs. We all want to play those, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I know we were talking about it before. It's, you know, I'm not moving just to digital, but I'm moving more in that way a little bit, so I don't have to go out as much at the very least.
Yep.
Plus, then it just clutter. Like, I like having physical things, but think of what most of the stuff's really worth. It's not really worth it most often.
Mm-hmm.
However. Yeah, being able to play the PS4 discs, I have a fairly decently large PS4 library.
Yep.
And so being able to play those is very important to me because you just lose so much if you don't.
No. I completely agree with that.
So my experience going to pick it up, right? So I had a pre-order from Best Buy. That was the first one I was able to get because everything else was shipping in that day for option-wise because I'm like, I'm getting whatever one comes in first because I had a couple of them coming to my house for my friends, right? Mm-hmm. So the first one available was 6 a.m. at Best Buy. So I went I had to leave my house at like, it's like 4:30-ish in the morning, I think, to get down to Best Buy. Took the train down and Ubered back. But like, I was waiting in this line and it was like freaking cold. and go through, bring it back. I opened it up. I set up a table in my living room just so I could like take it off like with care, basically. Right. There might be a video of me opening it up and it's just really bad, so I didn't do anything with it.
Oh, no.
Either way, We don't talk about it. So I plug it in, turn it on, and it just like this weird, like the HDMI, like it looked like it was sun bleached or something. Oh, the screen.
That's right.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
But what it was the HDMI was bad. So I swapped out my HDMI and now it works perfectly. But I was so scared. I'm like, did I get a defective system? Like, because I know there was a handful of them that were having issues.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you go by the same rate as the PS4s, because we don't know the full number of what was distributed PS4 or PS5-wise. But if you go by the same number, we could expect, you know, a good at least 10,000 units, if not more, are going to be defective, right? Assume the 1% of whatever was out, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, I'm like, oh shit, did I get unlucky? Like, I'm so pissed. But I was able to swap it out and I was like, okay, we're good.
I'm glad that you actually took the time to be like, wait, it might be the HDMI cable and you actually made that switch and found out that it was good.
I read a post the day before saying that somebody else had a similar issue. I'm on the Reddit and everything else reading like people who got theirs early and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm partially neurotic because of some of the stuff that people had. So I'm like, okay, I'm paying attention to this stuff. And then like, well, I mean, you guys heard about was it Spider-Man Remastered?
Yep.
Issue where if you put it in sleep mode, it was bricking systems and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple times before they updated the software, the firmware, where my system would crash and stuff. And I'm like, oh shit. Like every time I had like a little almost panic attack because I'm like, oh, did my system just, am I screwed? You know?
Did you actually buy the Spider-Man Remastered or you were just worried because you had heard that it was doing that with Spider-Man Remastered and you just kept experiencing certain freezes or what was the reason why you were freaking out?
I didn't buy the Spider-Man Remastered. Okay. However, I was still concerned because when some people had it where they crashed and it would try and recompile. Like you remember if a PS4 would turn off or crash, it has to like rebuild its like database or whatever. It would do that kind of thing. And I had a couple of people, I read a couple of people having that same thing. And then it would just, their system would turn off and it wouldn't like work again, basically. Mm-hmm. So every time it did that, I kind of had like a little panic attack towards it. Unfortunately, I didn't buy Spider-Man Remastered. I'm probably gonna pick it up at some point, maybe. Nah. I don't know if it's worth it for me. Because I have it. Like, what's the point? And then they just updated the PS4 version, which I have on disc anyway.
Spider-Man.
So they added all the costumes and everything else. I'm like, what's the point of buying it again? Like it might run slightly better, but I can't imagine being that much better because the game mode is already great, you know? But Miles is great. We'll get to that in a minute. What about you guys?
I also had a scare from the PlayStation because I got mine after yours. And so you showed me that picture of the HDMI, give me a warning. And then I saw the thing about Miles bricking the system by putting it in sleep mode. Mm-hmm. Well, when I was playing Demon's Souls, I had I was playing it a good bit. I was probably, you know, 10, 15 hours in. And then I would put it into sleep mode. And then one day I turned it back on and the game wouldn't boot. And when I went to it, it just says it couldn't boot. And there was an error code. I Googled the error code and people are already putting up posts about it. And they're like, apparently Sony doesn't even know what this error code does. And so people are trying to figure out how to fix it. I literally couldn't play Demon's Souls. I was like, oh no, am I gonna have to reinstall it?
And that was the game for you, wasn't it? Like that was one of the big reasons, like the big selling point of picking it up.
That was the reason I bought the system in the first place, like this early, was because of Demon's Souls. Yeah. But then someone said that he reset his system, like turned it off and on and not put in rest mode, and then it worked again. So I did that and it worked and it hasn't had that error since.
Cool.
So I have no idea what it was or what caused that, but I was really scared for a sec.
After the more recent updates, it seems to be a lot more stable.
That's getting better. It's definitely getting better.
And I know there's going to be bugs like this in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is what you have to go through as an early adopter. I mean, you know the risks you're taking. Mm-hmm. You've accepted those risks from the moment you reserved your console. So
100%. 100%.
My experience actually was a weird one. And the reason I say weird is because it was nothing like any other previous experience. And I'll explain. Anything from the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and before that, I've always picked up my consoles. I always made sure I had the day off first and foremost because mm-hmm. I want to be able to just spend the whole day just messing with my console. I didn't do that this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It might be old age or what, but I didn't do that this year. I went to work. I wasn't too excited about it. After work, I actually went with my friend Steve because I live in LA and those GameStops I reserved were kind of in a ghetto area. Bill, I'm not sure you remember my old roommate Steve, big old white guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, he's usually my bodyguard.
He had your back. Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely came with me just to show some muscle. I love that. I picked up my console and then I brought it home and I was upgrading my surround sound too. So it wasn't something where I could install my console same day. So I had to do the whole change.
The whole process.
Oh, yeah. Man. So I didn't actually install my console until the very next day. But even then, like the one thing I was really looking forward to was that startup screen. I heard so much about the startup screen. Like your first time you turn it on, it does something really cool. And it's the only time it does it.
I missed out because my HDMI thing.
Damn. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the problem. That happened to me too because my TV, it recognizes when it's reading the HDMI and it's recognizing the HDR. So it's prepping for that. And while the PlayStation was doing that cool thing, my TV was like, oh, let me read this. And when it finally turned on, I was already in the startup menu. I was like, oh, what do you want to do next? You want to go English? I was like, no. But eventually I got to see it. But
now I have to look it up. Damn it.
No, you should look it up. It's actually pretty cool. But my experience with that's pretty much it. I did experience the freezing though. Unfortunately, within the first 20 minutes of playing Miles Morales, I did experience a freeze and then it shut down and it restarted. I was like, what the fuck just happened? Mm-hmm. And you know, again, early adopters, immediate fucking panic. I was like, shit.
Right.
You know,
my system's broken.
Yeah. If my system's broken, I'm not getting one anytime soon.
I didn't even get 30 minutes into it. What the hell?
Yeah. That really freaked me out.
I had the same thing with Miles where it crashed and then reboot. And then I had in Godfall, which I traded in since because it wasn't great.
Oh my God. I could have told you that going.
We'll talk about that one.
We'll get there. But it would freeze, just like hard freeze. You have to like force shut off. And then it would do the recompile thing. And that was the really bad one. Because at least Miles would like reboot.
What's your force shut off?
You have to like hold either if the button works, it depends on the thing.
Yep.
Or you have to like do the dirty.
So here's one thing that happened to me. And this actually just happened to me 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I was playing Miles. I was playing Spider-Man. And I was going to one of the crates. And I swing all the way up to the crate. I land so perfectly. And the animation is still going. The game is still playing, but my controller doesn't do shit anymore. I can't move my character. I was like, oh no, it fucking froze. So then I go
and play. Did you turn into a dumpster?
No, I'm telling you, everything's working fine. The audio's working fine. You know, he does what he does when he's just being, you know, when he's being still, you know, he's doing everything. The game seems to be working fine. Hmm. And then every now and then you hear him talk to himself and then he's still receiving phone calls. So the game is working fine.
What?
But I cannot move him. I can't do anything. And then I go and press the PlayStation button and it won't even go into the menu.
Oh, no.
I've had similar things with the PS4 where all of a sudden PlayStation doesn't want to recognize my controller almost. Like you can hit the button. It'll like flash trying to find it, but it won't do anything beyond that. Is that basically what was happening?
Well, that's the thing. I've never experienced this. And I assumed I was like, wow, did my controller just desync or something? So I went and I connected the controller directly to the PlayStation 5 and nothing happened.
You got to reboot it.
The light on the controller was very dim for some weird reason. I was like, okay. So I went and did the force reset.
Yep.
And nothing happened to it. I pressed and held that power button. Nothing happened. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
You
got to
do the dirty.
So I actually had to go and unplug it from the back. I did look it up before I did it.
Yeah.
Some people are experiencing that where it just kind of just dies.
I had that with the PS4 a bunch.
It's weird.
That happened to me a bunch on PS4, which I don't know what causes it at all. Like it just did.
But the thing that freaked me out too afterwards is when I did that, when I unplugged it, I plugged it back in. I had all my PS4 games on a flash drive too. So I went. Oh. I have a good library of physical games, but
yeah.
I did move over to digital somewhere towards the end of his life cycle. So I got a bunch of digital games that I did plug that into the PlayStation 5. When I booted it back up, it did say that this hard drive might be corrupt. I was like, don't.
Oh, no.
That, dude.
I know people initially had a bunch of issues with the hard drive stuff. That was another big aggregator for the like issues early on. So
no,
that's what helped me off, because I'm like, I don't know what's going on with this, and I don't want to right now. I'm going to wait. Like, at some point, I'm going to buy a external hard drive just for it, but I need like the fat, like whenever they enable it where it can boot everything off of it, not just like PS4 stuff, because it runs unoptimized if you're running it off the hard drive, supposedly. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm going to wait until I can find out this is the hard drive I need that makes it run fast, makes me run everything. It's going to be a solid state. It's going to be expensive, but I'll deal with the managing stuff until then. So.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to say that the PlayStation 5 is still working fine.
Yeah.
And I'm even happier to say that I now own a PlayStation 4 and a PlayStation 5 that have a copy of PT on them. So very, very happy.
Oh, that's worth so much money right now.
Yep. Oh. My, I love like the UI, what they did. Like, I miss the themes personally because I like that because I'm dumb. However, the UI is just great. Like, being able to switch to media so easily and everything from the home screen, everything else, like, it's so much simpler. My one gripe is the PlayStation Store. I like being able to go into it so fast and easily. Mm-hmm. However, there's a lot of stuff. Like, right now, the Black Friday deals, there's no square for it, like, to get into it. There's, like, no deals tab like there used to be. Mm. And so, like, to find everything, if you want to find everything easily, you really need to use the phone app, because they actually sections everything properly.
Yeah.
Because otherwise searching for stuff in the PlayStation Store kind of sucks off the PS5. That's my one big gripe off everything. I think most of the other, like, the system runs great. It's fast. It's clean. I like it, you know? So,
I mean, that's one thing that for me, the UI makes a big difference. And I never thought it would until the Xbox One was a thing. And that's when I realized, yeah, the UI is a fucking big part of the experience
here. Oh man, I can't even navigate the UI on Xbox One.
That's the big reasoning for it. And yeah, that's one thing that I appreciate about PlayStation, is they literally took their UI from the PlayStation 4 and they just added things to it on the PlayStation 5. It's still basically the same UI, but it's still user friendly. But no, I agree with you with the fact that, you know, you go to the PlayStation Store and it's still kind of, you can tell they're working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's giving you more reason to actually use the app, which I believe they want more people to start doing anyway. So
it's worth it. You can download stuff. You can have it go directly to the to the PlayStation, everything else. It's very seamless. Mm-hmm. It's great. I've used it for a couple of different things recently, and I'm like, this is way better. Like, mm-hmm. I don't even have to be in the same room, and I could have it download and boot up without me even being there, and it'll be ready for me to play when I get home. That's so cool.
Here's one thing. Here's a new norm that I'm going to have to get used to. And I can compare Spider-Man on the PlayStation 4 with Miles Morales. And I was so used on the PlayStation 4 where I was jumping to the subway, it would take a while to load up the next section. So I'm used to grabbing my phone, checking up what's going on, checking up updates, you know, what's doing its thing. And then when it comes back, I'll jump back into the game. You can't do that on the PlayStation 5. It's instant. Holy shit, how fast is it?
I posted a thing the other day that was, it was like, sorry, I can't reach out to you. There's basically no loading screens anymore in video games.
Yep. Wow. I am so impressed by that. It's like, it's just so seamless, so fast. And so far I'm enjoying it. As you can tell, I'm very happy with my PlayStation 5. So I'm looking forward to more.
I do miss the awkward transitions of Spider-Man hanging out in the subway. Those were great.
Oh man. And with Demon's Souls too, like you get mad because you died, but you won't get so mad because it doesn't load. It doesn't take forever to load. So you just jump right back in after you
revive. Nice,
literally 3 seconds is all it takes. Even transitioning to another world, it takes 3 seconds. It's insane. Like, before you made judgments like, oh man, I have all these items and all this money. Should I go back to the hub world, the Nexus, and spend it and then come back? Yeah, but that takes so long. Maybe I'll just push through. But now it's just like, oh yeah, I'll be right back. And then you just go there, drop stuff off, come back to the next world. Like,
don't even gotta think about it.
Don't even need to think about it. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, I guess then we could start talking about games, because I think all of us Because you, what did you get, Caesar? You got Miles.
I got Miles. That's all I got. I'm going to be getting Demon Souls soon. I just wanted to focus on Miles and know that I was going to beat this game. I didn't want to start doing that to myself where I start piling up games already. And you know, one of those are going to get ignored for a while. I don't want to start doing that to myself right off the bat. But I'm enjoying Miles. I'm about 90% through it. But one game I do want to touch on, which is a game that I kind of gave shit when I saw in the announcements. I was like, what the fuck is this? Astral's Playground. Holy shit, is that game fucking fun to play.
It's really fun. Yeah? It does so much neat stuff.
Yeah, and talk about taking advantage of what the controller can do. Oh, my goodness.
Well, it shows you everything. Like, this is what my controller did. And you're like, what? What?
I'll tell you this much, man. If you guys have a good surround sound and you crank it up and you get the controller working with that surround sound, it's a whole different experience. Man, am I having fun. I had a lot of fun with Astral's Playground. It definitely takes advantage of the controller's capabilities, dude, but it's so much fun. And I hope that developers are really taking that controller into consideration for when they're making these games, because you can really have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, for sure. 100%. I mean, like, Miles, it's subtle, right? Like, the effects.
Yep.
But, like, it's still there. Like, swinging adds an extra level of that pullback and stuff like that. It feels really good. But I'm excited to see what the future, because, like, obviously it was built for PS4, right? Everything that's out right now is just about is PS4, PS5, not PS5 exclusive, right? That's the big problem with early adopting. Usually there's maybe one or two exclusive things, but that's about it.
Definitely agree with you. That's the thing is, Miles, it's subtle and it pretty much just acts like any rumble controller. That's the way it's acting on the PlayStation 5. But Astral's, there are sometimes in these stages
it's where amazing.
It starts to rain and you literally feel droplets different in parts. So many different areas of the controller. I was like, what is fucking going on? How the fuck did they do this? It's insane. Seriously, Jack, you gotta play that game.
It's on my system.
And that's why they made it. That's why they put it out there, because people are not going to realize what this controller could do. We got to give them this game to really, you know, get into the experience of it. And holy shit.
One of the best tech demos. I really need to go back and play more into it, because, like, I've only gotten to play a segment of it. But, like, what a tech, like, demo it is. Because it shows you all these things about your controller, but also shows you a lot about the PlayStation 5 itself, which is cool. And, like, little bits of things. So, Astral's Playground, super cool as a tech demo. Yep. I think it was super fun. Little bit I got to play. I've been super sucked into Miles. Miles was the big selling point for the game for me. I love Spider-Man. I mean, like, me and Caesar worked together at Comic-Con. You could have an understanding of why this game was so good, to at least for me, like, so pulling. Plus, how much I love the original, like, the last game. Last game was amazing. I loved it. Like, this was straight up just, like, I needed this in my, you know? Now I can't wait for the next one and everything, but it was so good. I beat it last night. So I know you're almost done with it, but yeah, I beat it last night. And I loved it.
Spider-Man is one of those games where you just want to complete. You want 100% it. And it's the same thing with Miles Morales. And
they put the love into it. They put love and care into it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Insomniac can't do no wrong. I mean, everything that they put out is pretty much gold. I mean, you can say that about Insomniac and Naughty Dog right now, which happen to be PlayStation exclusives. And that alone is a reason to get a PlayStation 5. but yeah, Insomniac, they can't do no wrong. And of course, when they announced Miles Morales, who wasn't going to jump on it, especially after all the great ratings that Spider-Man got for the PlayStation 4?
Yeah, I got you. I mean, it was fantastic. I absolutely loved it. I definitely plan on playing more. I'm going to do New Game Plus, which I started on the last one. I never finished it. Mm-hmm. I'm planning on doing New Game Plus because it's a short enough game. Like, it doesn't feel, because in the last one, it was like, they gave you so much, right? This one was, they gave you enough. It wasn't like the full course meal. It was a bunch of other stuff.
But it costed you the full course price.
I mean, $40, not, I mean, 60 pretty, or 70.
It's still pretty deep. But then again, all games have gone up an extra $10. So we're about time. And we haven't really seen an increase in games for I can't remember the last generation. It would have to be what, the Xbox 360, or was it before that? I mean, I don't remember the last time we saw an increase in video games. So it's been a while.
Exactly. So my launch pickups were Miles and Godfall.
Tell us about Godfall. I want to know all about it because I knew right off the bat it was going to be a shit game. I'm sorry. Forgive my language.
I knew it wasn't going to be great. However, I wanted to try it because I'm like, oh, it looks kind of interesting at the very least, right? Because I was like, oh, this can be dumb. And then I think me and Jack watched, it was one of the last trailer releases. I think it was during the one of the last conferences for it, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, if I get a deal, I'll pick it up kind of thing. So I wanted to try it because of that. When I bought the PS5, I traded in my PS4 for some credit. So it didn't really it didn't eat out of my pocket. You know what I mean? So I'm like, sure, I'll try it. It's a launch game, you know? But you do that with launch games sometimes, where it's like, all right.
Yeah, I already could tell when it was first coming out. I was like, it looks pretty, sure. But they didn't show much substance. All they did was show some combat, like quick clips of combat, not full combat. And then say it was a sword looter slasher. And I was like, oh, okay. There wasn't much story. They didn't really show any story until like a week before release. So I didn't really have much high hopes, but I wanted to try it because it's a looter slasher. I'm like, that's interesting. Maybe that could be good.
I mean, this could obviously pave the way for some better looter slashers. So maybe they're starting something. But yeah, what I saw in that trailer was the exact same thing. It was a lot of fighting, but a lot of the same moves, just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. It was like a 2-minute trailer with the exact same thing over and over and over and over again. I was like, man, this game doesn't look that good. I'm going to wait it out and see what people have to say. But you are confirming that I shouldn't have picked it up. So I appreciate you guys taking the bullet.
Hey, I borrowed those.
Yeah. So my thought was, my final thoughts on it, because I didn't play a crazy amount into it, but I played enough to have a decent build and other stuff like that. I played the first couple worlds kind of thing. Because I'm like, all right, on the basis of Bungie, right? I'm like, I'll do it just on the basis of that to try, not Bungie, Gearbox, sorry. I'll give it a shot. And it was not good. It felt like you were controlling an action figure. Like, the movements were very clunky and rigid. None of the character, the armors that you play in felt unique. And it was just kind of a lot of recycled material. It's like, you go to one world, it looks almost the same as the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a lot more of the same kind of thing as the more you went. And it was just kind of disappointing. It was very bland.
Oh, I don't know if you got into the second world, but man,
I did.
That hurt my eyes. I literally had to go in the settings and turn down the bloom because it was visually hurting my eyes. It was just so bad. But I felt that it was, I don't know if you've played Monster Hunter World, Caesar, but you being able to explore in those worlds is always fun and interesting because they have the big monsters show up.
Yep.
Well, that's what this felt like in Godfall, is you went and explored those areas, but there was nothing in there.
But you didn't have to do anything different either. Because in Monster Hunter, you have to change your tactics, right?
Yeah.
And in this one, you didn't have to. It's like, cool, I dodge, I slice. That's it.
Yeah, there was not, you literally just hack and slash. Like, the worst part of a Warriors game, it was not a fun hack and slash. There was no strategy involved. And even the timing for the parries and stuff wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Oh, especially hitting things. I was thinking about God of War and just how it's the same kind of combat, but God of War just felt so much better. Just hitting things felt like it hit something.
There is some terrible, and this is a minor thing to complain about, but the sound effects.
Yeah, the sound effects are really
It was like, you do a punch, it's like, boom. And I'm like,
oh my God.
That shouldn't sound like that. That shouldn't sound like that. Like, nothing felt like full. Like, it was very just like half-assed almost.
Yeah. And then the story was literally like, my brother betrayed me. Now I'm going to kill him.
I'm like, this isn't Super Nintendo or Nintendo game. Like, you could write a little bit better than this, because it's just like, you didn't care about anything or anybody. They jumped you in. Yeah, like you're capable of more critical writing than this. And then I had a gift card for Target. And so I picked up Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I haven't played an Assassin's Creed game since the first one.
Man, you just then, a leap. That's a leap.
Yeah, yeah. And so I picked up that, and I picked up DMC 5 Special Edition, which I'm waiting because the physical doesn't drop until like first week of December. So I haven't played that yet. But the Valhalla was, I'm super enjoying it. I didn't like the earlier Assassin's Creeds like at all, because I'm like, it doesn't hit this one. Was hits so many different things. It has a lot more RPG mechanics than the old ones, because that's what they started with Origins. They added a bunch of those in. It's got, I'm a big like mythology but like nerd, so I love that kind of stuff. And so it has just the right amount of like mythology plus like kind of historical accuracy thing. It almost felt like a continuation of like the Vikings show on history or whatever it was. Like it's very well written to myself, and it kind of hits a bunch of points that's great for me. I picked up Odyssey just on the basis of how much I've enjoyed Valhalla. I didn't think I was going to enjoy it this much, but it's been doing it for me.
Man, that's one thing. Like I'm considering picking that up because I've been hearing a lot of good things, and hearing it from you, Bill, who I actually trust when it comes to games. It's probably going to sell me on it because, same as you, I haven't played an Assassin's Creed since Assassin's Creed 2, which I fucking love, but I hated the first one, but I loved Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, same way.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that, you know, they've definitely picked up, you know, I'm tired of playing the same game over and over and over again. That's the one thing that really bugs me about, you know, Activision or Ubisoft. They just rinse and repeat. It's working, rinse and repeat. And they don't really have any time to really change the game up. They may change a few things, but you don't really see it, and it's not really worth it because you played one, you played them all. It's basically the way I see it.
Right. But, they don't get the – well, I mean, they have to pump them out so fast, they don't get the time to really care.
But it's been a nice gap between two and this one, and I've been hearing a lot of great things about Valhalla. So I think I'm going to pick it up. And
From people who I know are heavy fans of the series, on top of just what I've been hearing recently, because like I kept hearing how Odyssey was super solid and like they had a bunch of RPG stuff. There's kind of a mix of like they did it, but like there were things that were issues with it, and so it seems like they refined it in this one.
Odyssey is the one that takes place in Egypt, right?
No, that's Origins. Origins is where they started doing that kind of mechanic, but it was kind of a mess from what I had heard. Odyssey was the step in the right direction, not perfect.
Okay.
From this one, it sounds like they really honed it in. But I picked up Odyssey on the fact of I've been to a bunch of those places. So I'm like, I want to check it out and how they did it, you know? And again, mythology and shit. I'm into it. but yeah, so I've been enjoying Valhalla quite a bit. And then Jack has been playing Demon's Souls. I think that's our other game feature, because
that's the one that that was on my list. Miles was first. Technically, Demon's Souls was first, but I knew that Miles was going to be a much shorter game, so I decided to go Miles first and then Demon's first. But yeah, I want to know, Jack, talk.
So, have you played the original?
I have. Yes.
Okay.
I'm so excited for this.
It's, you're going to love every second of it because it's the original game, but like, better. it's literally the same game, like they have next,
basically,
like it's the, it everything looks prettier, of course, because it's Blue Point and that's what they do.
Yeah,
but like having 60 frames per second, 3 second loading is wonderful. Even the coding is the exact same is what they said, but they changed the animation for everything. They added a lot of cool new animations for different weapons, but they kept the timing the exact same, as well as the hitboxes. So everything is the same.
Okay.
It just looks cooler and more fun and fluid. And it's so good. But yeah, it's the special effects, the lighting in some of these areas are just gorgeous. They do use that haptic feedback and context sensitive buttons for the PS5 controller. Like the when you have a bow and you're pulling back the bow, your left trigger is to go into third person camera or first person, and then the right trigger is to pull it, and then it's loose halfway down, and then you get resistance, and have to actually like push down as if you're notching the bow to pull it and let go.
That's cool.
The mic on the controller is really interesting because it adds to that surround sound you're talking about, because it adds little subtle effects like when you're breaking a box or you're hitting specific things.
Miles does that too when you're swinging. It does that.
Yeah. And then the rumble feature is context sensitive to what you're hitting, whether it's a stone wall or a metal grate or wood or flesh. Like the rumble is different for each thing you're hitting.
Oh my God. So awesome.
It's so good, man. Oh, I love it. It's a great PS5 game. That's the game I want to show. I show my friends when, like, if you want to see a PS5 game, this is what it looks like. And this is what it'll play like. It's great. It's a perfect example. And aside from that one weird thing where the game just stopped working, I have had no crashes, no lagging frames. It's just run perfect for me all the way through. Nice.
Wow. Well, knock on wood.
I have completed a full playthrough, so it's all good.
Okay.
Wow. There you go.
Like I said, like how long has it been since it's been out? It's been a couple of weeks now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
I think it was about 30 hours.
November 12th. So it's been like 12 days.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's been 12 days. So yeah, roughly
14 weeks.
So yeah, a couple of weeks. I've been playing it every day, and I've only had it. Well, I shouldn't say only, because within a couple, within 14 days, it's already frozen up on me twice. So
yeah.
But I mean, I'm sure, like we said, it could be worse. And like we said, you know, PlayStation, I've already seen. What, like 4 updates since the release? So they're fixing those. They're patching them
up. And each time it's been stable. Yeah. Like it's gotten marginally stable every time, just about.
Yep.
So, I mean, I have no complaints, really. Outside of that initial, like, little bits of shock, I was fine. I've been so enjoying just how clean everything is. I love the quick menu option.
Oh, yeah.
Same.
It's so much easier than like having to go, you know, hold the button, go back up to the main menu, go into the main menu, go into the sub menu of that menu to go to your other thing, to go into your parties, talk to people or do whatever, things like that. Some neat, super neat features that I didn't know about until my buddy initiated them was you could do picture in picture with the other player.
Yep.
That's so cool. Yep. And, like, I could be playing with that. And his what he's seeing is on the other screen. Well, what I'm doing is on his screen in the small corner, and we're talking to each other through. Yep. It's like we're in the same room. Like, growing up, over the years and stuff, I used to go down to Jack's room, and we'd all be playing, like, our own games, but we'd be all together in the same thing.
Yeah, I literally had, like, 5 TVs playing. Like, I had what was it? I had my main TV. Someone was playing on my PlayStation. I had my computer. Someone was playing on my computer.
You had
I had my Wii U. I had the tiny...
like the 90s, like, small TV with the VHS slot kind of thing.
Yep, I had with that. Someone was playing PlayStation 2 on that, and someone had their, like, Game Boy or DS or something.
Yeah.
So it was like 5 people in the room just hanging out playing games together.
That's what we used to do. We did, like, Jack's room was like the hub where we'd all get together and do stuff like that.
Man, the last time I did that was for Skyrim. When Skyrim first came out, we all got together. We all got together at my friend Jack's, my buddy Jack's place. And seriously, we just sat in his living room. He set up a table, big circle table, and we all were told to bring our own monitors or TVs and bring our own consoles. It wasn't a LAN party. We were all playing our own consoles.
Mm-hmm.
But we were all playing Skyrim. We all had our own stories going on, and we're all like, oh, who are you going to go with? What are you going to pick? What kind of race are you going to go with? And it was just fucking awesome. That was the last time I did it. So it was when Skyrim first came out. So you could, you could kind of do that math. But yeah, it's been a while. But yeah, I miss those days, man. But yeah, to your point, Bill, you can do that again, technically.
It's a neat feature, especially nowadays, where I'm like, I can't hang out with them. Like, I can't go to his building. I can't go to anybody else.
Yeah.
So, like, being able to do that is nice. You could also, one of the things you could do is you can use a controller as a microphone and a speaker kind of thing. It's weird. Have you guys tried that? Where you don't plug in your headphones? Because you could talk to people.
I haven't done that yet.
I haven't done that yet.
Don't. It's not really worth it because you can barely hear the people coming, the talk out of the speaker. The speaker's barely quiet. I feel like it's quieter than the PS4 speaker, even at max. Either way,
don't you get the option of having them come through the controller speaker or your TV speakers?
I think so. I haven't, but you can still wear a headset, which is just the better way to do it anyway.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you just plug it in the thing, but it's still a nice feature to have if you don't have those other things.
Exactly.
Right?
I think them going that route was really cool, and having a microphone on the controller, because yeah, some people may not be comfortable wearing a headset, and they just if you want to just chime in and ask a quick question, you know, oh, what's up, Bill? Cool. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, bye. Click. That's cool. Like, if I get an invite from you, I don't have to get up, go grab my headset, you know, put it on, plug it in. What's up, Bill? Really? You bug me for that? Okay, bye.
Right.
I spent more time getting up and doing all the processing. So it's cool that they did that. I appreciate it for that specific.
Right. So, and even, yeah, it's just a convenience thing. But yeah, it's interesting.
Also, the feature that you can, you know, share the screen and then like play the game, play my friend's game. That's really cool. Cause like,
yes.
If you wanted weird. To, I haven't done that yet.
We could have had our Godfall loaded up, and then you could have played it for a bit and seen what it's like, and see if you wanted to buy it.
It's so gone now. You can't do that now.
No, we can't do that now. Yeah, but still, like the fact that you can do that is really cool. Like, your friend's like, dude, you need to play this game, and then like, I was like, okay, I'll try it, and then you load up their screen and play it for a little bit. That's really cool.
Have you done that yet?
The other person doesn't have to have the game.
No, because you're sharing the screen, and then. That you can just play the game for it. You have access to it for an hour. On your console. That's cool. By using their screen, because you can make their screen full screen. And then
interesting,
because the way they had pitched it, my understanding of it was that I'd be able to jump into your game and help you solve something that you were having trouble with. So that led me to believe that I had to have the game to begin with.
No, nope. You just take control over the share screen feature. And there's also, I guess, once there's local co-op games, you can jump into their game and play their game with them fully. You don't have access to it for an hour, but you have access to it full time.
That reminds me of DS download play.
Yeah, right.
Back on the DS.
Yeah.
Oh man, how many times did I play like Mario Kart and stuff? Because I never owned, like, I didn't own it on the DS, but like, how many times did I play off other people's cartridges? Like that and Mario Party and
stuff. That's such a cool feature that Nintendo always had.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to see that. The only place I've heard about that really is through you, Jack. So I didn't know all the details.
Nintendo blog. It was
PS blog.
PS blog. It was a couple of weeks ago when they said these were some of the features coming, and they showed it off. So that's cool.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm very happy with my PlayStation 5, even though there's not many games. But like I said, I'm about to finish up Miles Morales. I'm going to dive into Demon's Souls, which is going to give me a good amount of the, you know, with going into shutdown, that's going to keep me busy for a good while. So I'm happy about that. But yeah, they are coming. 2021 is looking brighter for video games, and I'm hoping it's even brighter for the world. Because
we got Cyberpunk next month. Doesn't matter what you're playing on. It's coming.
I don't know, man. I'm very, very, you know, I feel like Cyberpunk's on shaky ground right now with all the delays that they've been getting. You know, I feel like it's going to be one of those games that I've always complained about, where you have these developers promising you a great game, building up so much hype, but then when they deliver, it's not going to be a finished product, and that's my main concern right now. I'm tired of paying for something that will eventually be finished via update.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm tired of doing that.
Me too.
These guys don't do that. They've been pretty good about it.
They've got a good track record.
They don't give an unfinished product. That's Ubisoft. That's not CD Projekt Red. They make sure that the thing's, you know, done. All the Witchers have been done. They've all only added DLC after.
Exactly. They've had a pretty good track record with me, which means I'm okay. I'm willing to buy something right away because of that. Like, it's a level of trust that I have. Like, I used to be like that with BioWare, and then they started sucking butt. Mm-hmm. and so like now I'm like, all right, I'm probably gonna wait unless it's like a title that I'm like I need, which Mass Effect will probably be like that. I know I'm probably gonna regret it, but it's gonna be like that for the remaster. But CD Projekt Red has garnered that with Witcher 3 alone, just how they handled everything, their DLC, things like that. It's been a long wait, and I know a lot of people are ticked off about that, but I know me and basically me and Jack's like group, we're all like super excited for it, and so I'm ready for it. I want it. So we'll see.
I'm going to give it some time. I'm going to give it some time. Wait and see what people are saying about it before I dive in. Yeah.
I mean, it's fair in general, I think. Like, you don't like, I've been doing that a lot more with different games. Like, right now it's a special time because it's a console launch. Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, cool, I'm a little bit more willing to like buy Godfall or something like that, because I'm like, I want something to play that's optimized for my console, my new thing, right?
Right.
So I'm willing, a little bit more willing to take a risk, even though I shouldn't be.
I've been hearing that it's like a more action-packed kind of Fallout 4 game, or like Fallout 3. Like, it's a first-person shooter RPG. It's not a Call of Duty. It's not an action game like that. But there is faster combat, because Fallout, you had a lot of stopping, analyzing the guy in which spot you're going to shoot and stuff. But it's all about the role playing, and that's what excites me.
I wanted it to be Call of Duty where I can customize my genitals. I mean, we'll see. I'm excited. I've specifically tried to avoid any spoilers as possible. So I'm going in there, outside of like that initial trailer with Keanu, I'm pretty much blind after that. Dude, he's too good for us.
I mean, he's the equivalent of Insomniac Games, man. He can't do no wrong.
Basically, at this point, man, he's good.
That's one thing. Is like, I don't want to get off track, but just real quick, hell did Keanu just take that sudden turn? Because I remember Keanu, I've always thought he was a great, like, I appreciated him for what he's done, because, you know, growing up, I mean, I've seen Bill and Ted, I've seen, you
he's
know,
in so many things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But where did that turn come, where all of a sudden he went from just being Keanu to being Keanu?
Yeah.
Like this aura and fucking light all around.
For a while, he was just a very wholesome guy. I think after the death of his daughter and his ex-wife really hit him, and then he really changed his life. But I think John Wick is when he started being like, oh, damn, Keanu is still badass. Like, John Wick came out, and then John Wick 2 and 3, and then his just popularity just soared from that.
Yeah, that is cool.
My thought is that, where he's been a good dude throughout, like, all this time and stuff, and we've seen so many, like, shitty celebrity and shitty people just get revealed as, like, masks off. They are a terrible human being, you know, in the age that we're currently living in, is there's so much of that. And Keanu's withstood this test of time at this point and continued to be a good person. And between John Wick and all this other stuff, he blew up. And then with Cyberpunk, when he was first revealed on that, that gassed the fire that was already there, because he was already growing in that. And then that happened. And then a whole nother community was like, yeah, Keanu.
Absolutely.
And all I gotta say is, you're breathtaking. No, you're all breathtaking. That alone made me like be like, yeah, I love Keanu. Like, I liked Keanu. I love Keanu, you know? Yeah. That was a big difference. He became the internet sweetheart. Like, that's what it is.
That's true.
Yeah. So I'm happy he's getting love and stuff. So
me too.
we need more good people like that, man.
You know what it was? I remember the meme when there was pictures of him looking sad. The pictures of him on the bench eating a sandwich.
Yeah. Sad Keanu.
You could tell he just made at home.
Yeah. He was on set for something, and he's like, no, I was just on break, just eating a sandwich. I was actually having a great day. Like, when they asked him about that.
That's awesome. Oh man. But yeah, I mean, beyond Keanu, PS5 has been great. I'm super happy with my purchase. Things load fast, things work great. I love the UI, I love most things about it. I'm super happy I picked it up.
Yeah, I'm not usually an early adopter.
Me neither.
Mostly for Nintendo, but like, I have not early adapted the other PlayStation consoles. This is my first time. So, but I'm really happy with my purchase.
Caesar?
No, I've completely happy. I've been an early adopter for many years now, since I've been able to afford my consoles. I've been an early adopter.
Yep.
So this is one that, like I said, this one was a little weird. I mean, but what is it this year, right?
Right.
But me overall, I'm very happy with my purchase. I'm looking forward to the future of the PlayStation 5. And, you know, maybe we can have another one of these episodes for the Xbox. But for right now, PlayStation 5 is dominant. And what they've been doing.
I would have to buy one to do that.
Exactly. but yeah, what they've been doing with the PlayStation 4, you can tell they're easily transitioning that into the PlayStation 5, which is 100%. Fucking great news. So no complaints so far.
Yeah, I'm same boat. I mean, like, it's been good. PS4 was a great console for me, like, consistently. Like, there's been so many games that have just continually inspired me to keep playing, like, keep me invested in games and stuff. I'm usually, if I'm an early adopter, it's usually for like something portable. As you know, like, I travel so much and stuff. It's like, it's usually not worth me for me to get it right away, because there's always bugs, there's other stuff. My usual rule of thumb is there has to be at least three games I know I want that's currently out. This is the first time I've ever broken that, but knowing that there's at least three games coming. Mm-hmm. Because at with all the teasers and stuff, I'm like, all right, there's this all coming within the first year. All right, I'm in. But being locked away at home, I'm like, all right, let's do it. Because usually it'd be like, cool, I picked up the Switch pretty like opening weekend. I picked up a couple different like Game Boys and DSs and stuff like that, because I travel so much and I'm a handheld guy. I love handhelds and stuff. You know, I got my Vita right here, which who does that?
So have you tried remote play yet?
Is it available with the Vita on the PS5?
I don't know about the Vita, but like, you can use your phone or like tablet.
I have not. I know you could do that with the PS4, like, because my roommate has a PS4 in his room. He mm-hmm. can run. So if I'm out of town or whatever, he can run my PS5 through his PS4 in the living room and play my PS5 games and stuff through that, which is super cool. That's a feature. But we have yet to try it yet. Mm-hmm. We want to upgrade our internet before we do that. I think it'd be a pretty heavy load. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy with it. I think we've all come out of it with, you know, we had a little bit of a rocky start with a couple of them with the hectic of pre-ordering and stuff, but yeah, I'm super happy with it.
I mean, that all comes with the territory. That hasn't changed one bit.
Exactly.
I keep seeing, you know, every time there's a new console launch, it's just the amount of, you know, scalpers. That's what's getting bigger. Yeah. But you're starting
worse.
Yeah, you're starting to see how, you know, they now run danger, the danger of, you know, getting found and, you know, getting robbed. So they got to start taking caution for themselves too. So hopefully this kind of stuff dies down. But I definitely think it's more in the responsibility of like PlayStation. I think they need to work out better systems where we can order it through them
these companies. It's a symbol. These companies need more capture, like, and type stuff. It's like, you click the button, it's good. It stops most bots because they go faster than we can, and they just go through the process. And almost every single website doesn't use capture, which is absurd. It's absurd to me. But that being said, PlayStation themselves handled it like pretty well. There's some issues. Fine, there are some hiccups with their process, but overall, it went really well for me, at least through them. All the other websites were the issue. it's the same kind of thing, because me and my roommate are super into like limited edition posters, like mm-hmm. Mondo and vinyl and stuff like that, where stuff sells out in seconds. That's normal. And people, it's bots or things that get people limited. It's like, yeah, but there's a certain level of, this is just limited. You have to keep in mind, like, there's maybe only 1,000 of these available and there's 100,000 people trying to get through it. So, like, it sucks, but there's a certain level of that as well that you have to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. And you just have to be quick. It's luck of the draw. Like, sometimes you're just lucky. Like, I've picked up a couple of vinyl recently where it's sold out in 5 seconds. Like, it's gone. And it's not from a lack of people getting it. It's like, there's 100 of these, you know? There's limited amounts, and that's just what part of it is, so...
No, see, but that I understand. I understand when there's a limited amount, and when they run out, they run out. That I totally get. And it was the same thing with the PlayStation 5. Obviously, they only made a very limited amount this first wave.
And they have to distribute it with all these different companies.
Exactly.
And how they handle it has been doing waves. But I'm like, it wasn't all at once. It was in waves.
But this way of handling it, like for myself, for example, I was able to get to PlayStation 5s. You were able to get how many? But we're the good people that aren't trying to screw other people over. We actually
there's
made
so many
sure,
people.
Yeah, it's that. It's that one guy that took a picture of like over 100 PlayStation 5s in his household. It's like, how does that happen? Like, that's what we need to get, you know, better control yeah. of. I understand getting two, maybe even getting five. Okay, this guy got away with five, but for this guy to get to have as many as he had, that's where we have a serious problem. And that's where about 99 people missed out on those PlayStation 5s because he had so many. So
yeah, mm-hmm. I personally, like, I just don't feel comfortable doing flipping generally. Like, I've worked for clients that do that, things like that. It's like, it's part of the job. However, like me personally, I'm not going to do that. Like, I just feel gross doing it because it's exactly what it is. It takes it away from somebody that actually wants it, you know? And to me, it's like, if you sell it later down the line for a little bit more or whatever, that's normal. But like right away, and like, you know, it's one of those things. It's just the difference between being scummy and being not.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly that's what it comes down to. And that's the only thing. That's my only gripe that I would say about this is we're in a day and an age where I think somebody like PlayStation could get better control of something like that and handle it better for a much better experience for their fans, because there's a lot of people out there that didn't get the PlayStation 5 because of assholes like that one guy that I don't care to even know his name.
Right.
But yeah, that's the only thing. Other than that, like I said, I'm happy with my PlayStation 5. Let's just get in a world where more people can be happy like us, you know, not have to go pay double to triple price for it.
Losing sleep, trying to wait for the drops that happen in the middle of the night and stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, my thought is just is that. I mean, we are in a day and age, exactly. Like, you should know better. These companies need to have better capture protocols. They need to have better, like, everything. Like, there's no excuse anymore. If other companies can do queues and can do CAPTCHA and do everything else, that reduces so much the amount of just bullcrap that people have to go through. Like, that's the end-all be-all, in my opinion, you know? Have unique codes where it's like, cool, I signed up for your newsletter thing or whatever to get alerted when that drops out. Give me a unique code because I signed up through your thing. Don't phantom drop it. Give me a unique code that gives me the opportunity to buy it. There's tons of ways you can do this stuff.
Very simple ways to do it. Yeah. I don't know why they don't
implement it. Like, it's not that hard, you know? And yeah, we live in a day and age where I don't think it's acceptable to be doing it the way these other companies are doing it, personally.
Hey, so. you want to talk to a company that does it right? Talk to Apple. Plain and simple. And let's go the Apple route where they announce their new iPhone and they say, oh, it's coming out next month. Let's go that route. You know, I know we kind of did it this time around, but yeah, Apple is very good at the way they launch their products. And I know that they do it on a more consistent basis. But, you know, that's probably step one is, you know, seeing how they handle it, seeing how they do it, because I don't see a lot of that happening with Apple products anymore, which is good. So
yeah,
just throwing that out there. But we're talking PlayStation, so no more Apple.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys have any closing thoughts or anything else that you want
to
say?
I do have a question. Have you guys tried a PS4 game on it yet? I haven't done that.
I have. Yeah.
It's the same thing. It loads way faster, basically. Like the difference like Persona 5 Royal, right? The difference of say three to 4 minute loading time is now 1.5 to 2, you know, it's substantially faster. And that's like loading everything and the transitions are faster. Like there's no reason to be playing it on your PS4 basically anymore.
Okay, go.
Yeah. And if you didn't have a PlayStation 4 Pro, I didn't have one. I just had the regular PlayStation 4. You definitely see the upscale.
Oh, that's nice. Cause yeah, I don't have one.
It's a huge jump from the base 4 to the 5.
Yep.
I was lucky enough and I had a Pro because a buddy of mine wanted a PS4. So I sold him my PS4 to get the Pro when it came pretty early on. So I got it for way cheaper. And even from the Pro to 5, it's still a sizable, like noticeably fast difference. Because I'm talking, you know, 3 to 4 minutes loading on the Pro, not the base, on the Pro to that much time. Mm-hmm. So you could see the difference in how fast it reads stuff and how much it does things. So it's definitely noticeable.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yep. I mean, me personally, I really don't have any more closing thoughts. I mean, I pretty much said what I have.
I think we covered most stuff. Yeah.
I'm very happy with my PlayStation 5. If you didn't get one, I'm sorry.
And I wish you luck.
Sorry, yeah, I wish you the best of luck.
You should still get one.
Yeah, definitely. When you can, definitely get one because it's a great console. Those are my closing thoughts on it. And I'll be talking more later when I get more games. But yeah, for right now,
sure.
Spider-Man is awesome.
So is Demon Souls. Holy cow.
We could do a couple months in retrospective follow-up to this or something. when more stuff's out.
I don't have a PlayStation 5 anymore. It crashed, and I refuse to buy another one.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I think that's about it for this episode. You should check out Caesar on his live podcast and also on the platforms that you want listen to podcasts. He's part of Rediscover Geek, which I've been on like twice now. Go ahead and talk about that for a second, Caesar.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. We stream every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. PST. So, you know, kind of see what that is in your neck of the woods. But yeah, we pretty much cover all pop culture. We get into comics, we get into movies, we get into shows. Just like the show is called Rediscover Geek, we like to really go back and rediscover, you know, where we all came from. So the previous episode, we rediscovered Old Man Logan, which, Bill, you were a big fan of.
That's one of my favorites.
We definitely like to go back and rediscover, you know, where we came from, and especially with the fact that pop culture is so big nowadays. And when I was growing up, it definitely wasn't. So we live in a different era.
You were that weird guy.
I was that stereotypical kid that got bullied because of what he enjoyed. That I was playing video games at home. I was reading comics. That's what we like to go back to. We rediscover the shows and books and games that made us. But yeah, it's called Rediscover Geek. You can find us on Twitch. You can find us on Rediscover Geek on all social media. So check us out. And next episode coming up on Tuesday, 7 p.m. PST.
Yeah, it's really a great podcast. I like going on when I can to check it out. They cover a lot of cool stuff because like every week they pick multiple things, kind of like how we do our magazine rack, where it's, you know, they all have a topic kind of thing they talk about from like that week, and then they go into like the overall arching topic, which is it's great. I love the new format you guys have been doing, where it's you're all choosing a thing together that you guys are experiencing over a couple weeks, because it's like, oh, this week we're doing games, and you've had that planned out for a couple weeks to like really take it in and stuff.
Yeah.
So the new format is great, and I really think it's great to watch.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, that's a really cool format. We are still a new podcast, so we're only 26 episodes in, or going into the 26th episode actually. So we're early that move. So we're still kind of finding, you know, our footing. But yeah, that's definitely a good format. Definitely come on over, check us out. It's really fun, and you know, just engage. And what makes it more fun is when our audience actually watches what we're watching. Man, that gets really, really fun. So
I was gonna say, you have a few people who like regular on it, where they're like, oh man, yeah, I was listening to it because you guys were talking about it or whatever. And it's neat because you guys interact with the people in the chat and stuff, and everything. So it's cool. It's a live show hosting. You know, all at the same time, and you could listen to people's thoughts and points about it. I know I've chimed in a couple times, but it's good stuff. And you guys have Knights of the Republic coming, which is, you know, one of my favorite games of all time.
That's the next game that we are rediscovering. It's Knights of the Old Republic. Very, very happy to go back and rediscover that. Come check us out. If you've ever played that game, come chat. Come chat. Come talk Mandalorian. Come talk geek. Overall, it's a safe zone for everybody to just really be themselves.
Yeah, it's good. I can't recommend it enough. Caesar, thank you for coming on and talking PS5 with us. Yeah,
thank you, Caesar.
Thank you for having me. Very, very much appreciate it.
Anytime, man. this was the PS5 special side quest of the JRPG Book Club podcast. This was Bill.
Jack.
Caesar.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hey there, Bill again. Special thanks go out to Ian Harris, who created our logo and design, at IanHarris247 at Instagram. We also have Baron Von Future, who created our fabulous intro and outro music. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram, and check out his music on the web at baronvonfuture.com. And I'll catch you guys next time.